Luke chapter 5. And as the people pressed on him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of them, which was Simon's, and asked him to move out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draw." And Simon answered him, "Master, we have worked hard all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done that, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and the net broke. And as they waved at their partners, who were in the other ship, so they would come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was amazed, and all who were with him at the draw of the fish they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they gave up everything and followed him. And when he was in a certain city, there was a man full of leprosy who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and asked him, "Lord, if you would, you can make me clean." And he put out his hand and touched him and said, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy went out of him. And he commanded him to tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a testimony to them. But so much the more, his fame went around and a great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him from their sicknesses. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And men brought in a bed a man who had palsy, and they looked for a way to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they couldn't find a way to bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the area before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins except only God?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "What do you reason in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you'll know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say to you, get up and take up your bed and go to your house." And immediately he got up before them and picked up his bed and went to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And after these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting and collecting taxes, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he left all, got up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a large group of tax collectors and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, Those who are well don't need a doctor, but those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said to him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? And he said to them, Can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they'll fast in those days. And he spoke also a parable to them. No man puts a piece of a new garment on an old, otherwise then both the new makes a tear, and the piece that was taken out of the new doesn't agree with the old. And no man puts new wine into old bottles, otherwise the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, The old is better.